meeting, December 20th. Take one.
I'm sorry, what was that, Commissioner?
Action!
We're back from recess. Next order of business is a discussion regarding blanket payroll approval. Don, can you share with us what that is, please?
Yes, that's where you approve the payroll for the whole year.
Do you know any county that does that, Don?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I did talk to the auditor, and she did not know of any county that did it either. But
okay.
Let's summarize that. So the request is that we're called upon to approve payroll. We've already approved direct deposit.
Yes.
We've already approved a number of items to help expedite the process. The problem is that if, in fact, we're out of pocket and
right.
there is an employee that has left
mm-hmm.
or for whatever reason,
yes.
under federal law, we're required to issue them a check within a certain period of time.
Correct.
And we can't do that without commission approval.
Correct.
So this would cover that?
Yes.
Allow us, if you would, to pursue that with the state auditors since they are here.
Okay.
Or you pursue it for us.
Okay.
And let's find out if we can even do that or address it. And if, in fact, we can do it, how do they propose that we set that up? And if they say we can't, obviously, then it's something that we're not even going to consider.
Just so you know, I do support that because so often it's at any given time you'll call and say, hey, we need to approve payroll emergency mm-hmm. meeting. We got to get two of us on the phone or two of us in it. I understand that.
Yeah.
My thing would be is how do we do it? Is there another county doing it?
Yeah. Well, here's what I was thinking. If you would approve it and the auditors maybe putting it before them is that, like, I would do payroll on a, like when it's due on a Friday, and then that following Monday when Joanna gives you AP, I would just put all that in the box, and then you could approve the or when you approve, you could at least look through it and view all of it, and then those check numbers would be listed so that they could go into the minutes as the payroll for that. So if we had anything, it would be presented to you. But then it would be approved, so we'd just go ahead and push it on through. But then on Monday, the following Monday, then you'd have it there or whenever the next payables. You'd have the box. It would be in the box with the AP. So you could go through it and...
Again, I understand the need and appreciate that, but help us with what the auditor says, because obviously we're looking at approving something that's already been done,
yes.
and I would like to know what their take is on that. So,
okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Previous meeting minutes.
We have quite a few, because this also includes some of the budget discussions we've had in the past. Let me put them in order here so we can just go through them rapidly. Okay. Motion to approve minutes with corrections and changes dated November 26th, December 4th, December 7th, December 11th, and December 14th.
And you are holding one, Jim?
We are holding one, which is the 6, because we need some clarification.
Okay. I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and second to approve previous County Commission meeting minutes dated November 26th, December 4th, December 7th, December 11th, and December 14th, as corrected with changes. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Next agendized item is a Trilakes Biosolids discussion. Mr. Zimmerman, could you join us up front, please? How are you today?
I'm excellent. Top of the holidays to all of you guys. Merry Christmas and happy.
Might I say you look you're rather Christmassy today?
Thank you. I wore this tie especially for you all.
Yeah. Well,
this is my Grinch tie. Well, I'm Mike Zimmerman with HDR, and we have four items we want to talk about on the biosolids project. The first one, as you all will recall, back in June the 28th, we appeared before you guys and asked you guys to approve the bids for the equipment for the biosolids project. At that time, we were looking at different options on odor control, and we hadn't made a decision. However, since that time, we have vetted the various options for odor control. And we have selected Thermafite, which is your current supplier. And we're requesting that you guys approve an additional cost of $33,560 for a biofilter odor control system for the project. This is not an additional, it's additional cost to for Thermafite, but it's still, it's in the budget. It was anticipated to be in the budget, and it doesn't change the budget anything at all. But this increases the cost of the equipment package that they're providing to $1,877,140.
But overall, the budget still, we're still within the budget?
Absolutely. This was part of the program.
Okay.
Just electing to put it in with this piece of, this equipment supplier, because he can do a good job and good price on it.
Technically, help me out. We've bid this. This company was selected. We have agreed to purchase equipment totaling over $1 million.
Yes, sir.
We're looking at an addition of $33,000, so
yes,
there's no reason for us to go out for bid. We can add it to, and that's what you're telling us.
Basically, yes, it's a change order.
It's a change order.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So how do we
want to have a motion for acceptance? I'll make that motion.
All right. I'll second the motion.
May I ask you to add to that motion for Trilex Biosolids equipment pre-selection recommendation, HDR number 160701. Is that all right, gentlemen?
Mm-hmm.
You'll be fine with that. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the request for additional equipment listed as equipment pre-selection recommendation, HDR number 160701. Is that correct?
No, I should have the selection. Oh, you have one. Good. Mm-hmm.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen, very much. The second item, we're submitting the plan specifications to Department of Natural Resources January the 4th. That's when they wanted them in. Along with that, we have to have a construction permit application. And we also have to have an anti-degradation form signed by the presiding commissioner. So we've previously submitted these documents to you all. One of them is the no degradation evaluation. It's a conclusion of the anti-degradation review. There's two places where it's signed. On the second page where it says the owner and continuing authority. And the second one is an application for your construction permit. There's only one place to sign that, but we will need a check for $750 made out to the Department of Natural Resources to accompany the permits.
Motion to authorize Mr. Hausman to sign the application for construction permit, wastewater treatment plant facility form, and the form no degradation evaluation collusion of anti-degradation review form.
I'll second it. I got one question.
And issue the check.
Motion has been made and seconded to authorize the presiding commissioner to sign the application for construction permit, wastewater treatment facility, and the no degradation evaluation collusion of anti-degradation review, and the accompanying check for $750 as presented. Discussion.
There you go. Mike, do you have to get those through because they lay within the city limits? Do you have to have the city approval also?
We have, that's part
for
of
the permit.
No, not for these permits. No, originally, yes, sir. The Department of Natural Resources changed their minds. Mr. Bacina has done an excellent job in communicating with them. Originally, we were going to need construction permits for both Hollister and Branson, you remember
that's
correctly.
That's what I understood.
Yes, sir, you remember correctly. They've since changed and said, no, you only need one, which is great. That saves a lot of paperwork.
Okay.
You remembered correctly.
Yes.
Very good.
Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Next issue, Mike?
Pat Keck has been working with the Trilix Biosolids. You have, there was a Trilix Biosolids Coalition Cooperation Agreement, which is not before you today. This is just for your information. She's been through this and been involved in the preparation of it, and she's briefed you all on this. It's in the process of being signed by all the communities. And one, as soon as those signatories are there, this will be brought, being brought to you all in the near future.
Let me ask you a question, Mike, because I was talking to Pat, and I was talking to Rick Ziegenfuss and Dean Krutoff earlier this week, and it appears that Rockaway Beach has withdrawn from the coalition.
Yes, at this point.
Is that, I guess there's some concerns, because I guess Kimberling City, who rejoined the coalition, approved the agreement with Rockaway Beach as a partner, and now they have to go back through council and start over again because they have to approve it without Rockaway Beach.
Oh.
What I heard was tonight, I think Hollister is going to approve the agreement with them. I can't remember if they're in or out of the. So I guess there's two agreements going around. My question is, what financially for Rockaway Beach, what obviously it's a financial decision. Rockaway's right in Taneycomo, obviously. And what's the financial burden to them that, because I thought we set the rates up that it would be a no increase to their operation. The fee structure we set up for the running of the biosolid system was going to be no, almost a net zero expense to them versus application, land application spreading.
No, sir. The anticipated cost was 15% to 20% higher for all communities to participate in the biosolids project.
Okay.
Now, that was based on the original estimate with natural gas being at I think $5 an MCF.
Okay.
So, and this is all coming down, and it also included having a full-time administrator on board, which is not the case, and also included different numbers coming out of Branson, but that agreement's well on its way too, and the costs are coming in below the anticipated cost. But when it was presented to everybody, we anticipate the cost to be 10% to 15% higher.
Okay.
And they, Rockaway Beach is real concerned about the cost of the facility, and also they were concerned about the partners, Bull Creek and Marion Woods, and their whether they were going to approve that increase or not. And so I talked to Rockaway Beach about it, and I said, well, if you got a letter from Marion Woods and Bull Creek saying, hey, we understand that, and we will pay those additional costs, they said they'd reconsider it. But right at this point, we're proceeding without.
What's the additional cost to Rockaway Beach on an annual basis to be a part of this?
I don't have that number, but those numbers have been presented to them.
Can you get that numbers to us?
Absolutely, I can.
We need them to be a part of this coalition.
Yes, I can.
For Taney County, for the clean water, the communities, we need them to be a part of this, and we need to make sure that
our office is monitoring this. And Doug, Travis, if you're listening to this, would you please get those numbers to us immediately, and we'll see if they.
What the, when you mentioned the other two entities.
Bull Creek
and Marion Woods.
Yes, sir.
And they're part of the Rockaway Agreement, or were they a part of the original? I thought they were a part of the original voting group of one vote when we went to one of the meetings way long ago when we established this. I thought they were a part of it. We also had Kimberling City, and we had
Branson West.
I thought there was even one Arkansas.
They talked about it, but no, there's nothing.
Right, but here's what I'm saying is we need participation from these groups because we have one goal in mind, and that's to keep clean water.
Absolutely.
And them being on the lower end of the water stream as we get from watersheds from those areas. I'd like a little more information about what it would take to get them back into the mm-hmm. process.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'm the same way.
Okay.
I know you're proceeding because we want to move progressively
forward. We have to move forward on this.
There is rumored discussion that they're looking at a big vehicle to carry solids, is that correct?
A new truck to land apply, is that what, I heard that they're looking to...
Rockaway Beaches?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I'm not familiar with that.
Okay.
I agree with Danny and I agree with Jim that we need to do whatever's necessary to bring them back into the fold.
Okay.
ASAP.
All right, sir.
I mean, it's critical that everybody is involved in my opinion, in this project and what it means to Taney County.
I agree.
We totally agree with that concept, too. I was very dismayed to hear that.
Can you, you're spearheading this. Can you visit with them and see what needs to be done to
get
them back on board?
Yeah.
I have once, and I'll do it several more times.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would be delighted to sit in on any discussions that you would like for me to do and or meet with this commission.
Right.
With
that
the
would
officials
help.
In Rockaway Beach.
Excellent.
ASAP. We're ready to do that.
I heard that, I can't repeat anything in public. I'll tell you guys in private what I heard last night about the health of somebody.
Let me help you with that. We can't have any of those private discussions, Mike.
Okay, well.
Individually we can, but I heard you understand that. I didn't even do that.
Just don't print this, please.
Well, hold on.
Don't print this, but
no, it's being broadcast and recorded.
Just hold it, and if you want to chat with one of these gentlemen, that'll be fine.
Yeah. It's about somebody's health, and it's hearsay.
Okay,
the last item I have is our short-form agreement. It's for the construction phase of the project.
We need to complete our motion on the $750.
That was part of the motion.
We didn't vote on it, did we?
Yes, you did.
Did we? Okay.
Well, then I brought up this agreement, and then that's when the discussion on Rodney
right.
came. We have a short-form agreement. Pat Keck, we spent quite a bit of time vetting this document. I made the changes that she wanted. I sent it to our corporate, and our corporate approved it.
Okay.
And she's seen it, and... you should have signed copies of this in your hands.
And we don't have that?
Mm-mm.
We don't have that.
And we have two. We sent mailed two of them upstairs, and we mailed two of them back. This is our construction phase contract for post-construction administration inspection and post-construction services. You have seen that?
It's been some time, though.
Well, she told me she's also going to bring it up to you guys last week. On Thursday, she was supposed to go
but,
this week.
But
she
what,
has approved this.
But what you give us there, that's been five, six weeks ago? I seen through my mail.
We sent a draft several weeks ago.
Right.
The patent I met last Tuesday and spent most of the day doing this.
I reviewed the draft we had Jim, and it's been 5 or 6 weeks ago before.
But normally, Mike, just you know that they send us a final contract, email it to us, and say we approve.
She was supposed to do that Thursday. Last
week. We don't have it. Let me help you with that. We're
well, you're operating.
We will dark, we will review this and.
Just so you
discuss
know,
it with her.
Okay.
And I believe that we're on tap to do that next week, aren't we? Do we have a meeting with council? I think we do.
I don't know the answer to that.
I spoke with her yesterday on another matter, and that was both of our understandings. So.
Okay. The numbers in this contract are identical to the numbers that have been in the project all along. They were also... the same as the numbers that were in the application. The application that we redid, with the exception that we've added post-construction services for a small amount. And that's 600 and some odd thousand in contingency. I think that's like $10,000.
It looks like the 27th is Pat and or Frank will be here.
See if we can have them.
Jim, if you're emailing them or anything, we'll sure like for both of them being it.
Yeah.
guys.
I'm looking at emails and I don't.
Okay.
No. We'll send it up and go through it with the rival. Can I keep this or is this actually?
No, you can have that one. There's the sign ones upstairs.
Okay.
That's interesting. 27th, we are scheduled to have a legal update with Pat and Frank. I can just send in a quick note to make sure that they're planning to be here.
Okay.
Well, it was my understanding Pat was going to be here next week.
That's the 27th.
Oh, okay. I've lost my...
No, we can do that.
Right then. Okay.
Okay. We'll get those costs on, or anticipated costs for each entity to participate with you. He didn't have it handy. We'll deliver that to you. So you were listening. Thank you. So 27th, okay.
And the story on that is Mike Ray with Branson actually developed all the costs that Branson will charge all the entities. So we need to go get all those costs.
Oh, from Mike Ray, okay.
Travis, can I borrow you for just a second on these agreements that we've already approved up front here before you arrive? Is there two spots on this? Three spots? Where?
You were both in the authority. This one, this email.
Is there time sensitive? Because we're in the budget phase of what these expenses that we've approved this morning subtracted from contingency fund or what we budget for the entire project, or
I think you put the full $3 million in the budget for that.
Last,
out of that.
Okay, all right.
This is the 50-70 right here, right?
Yeah. Schedule-wise, I don't know if you guys have gotten an update on that lately. We're planning to send this DNR, get our permit in January. Hopefully, have contracts. Construction started in the summer. The majority of that.
How soon do you need this?
We don't need this. Any money on that? We do need those applications immediately, plus a charge.
So immediately is the answer to how soon do you need them?
Yeah, we're sending it. If the plan is to send the stuff to DNR January 4th, so we need it that by January 4th.
Well, it needs to come through accounts payable.
Or they can go to do a check request for the treasurer's office, and that runs through the system.
My question was, these applications, do you need them today or do you need them? Okay. I don't have mine.
If we can wait till the 27th, a week from today, we'll have staff here to finish the whole process.
Okay. Do we need to do a check request?
We'll take care of that. Right. And I'm going to put that right here. It says AP 750.
Yep.
Approved. And that's to DNR.
Okay.
We'll take care of it, sir.
Okay. Guess I'll see you back on the 27th.
The gentleman want me to make, you say there are, the originals are upstairs. You want me to make hard copies of these for each of us? Or?
Oh, no, because I normally that they review them and then send us a copy of them. So. Okay.
Well, that's all I have this morning, gentlemen. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
And again, Merry Christmas. And happy holidays to you all.
Merry Christmas.
Give that set of minutes we did not.
She was going to. I had her.
What was the date on that?
The minutes that were not?
Yes.
December 6th.
Thank you.
I was going to re-listen to them and then just resubmit them.
Right.
Next issues on the agenda are proposed library and 911 discussions. We had previously, as a commission, voted to put both issues on the April ballot. Let's start with
was Tammy going to come and present? Oh, you have it.
Regarding 911, I have requested, and Tammy Hagler with 911 has furnished letters of recommendations from the 911 board and the stakeholders that represent different entities that are involved in dispatch services and 911 services throughout Taney County. Long and short of it is that
Tammy right there.
There we go. Hi, Tammy. You want to join us? And good morning. You heard me, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
I was just going to allude to the documents that I had requested from you. You had furnished. Did you want to address anything or regarding these issues?
It's pretty self-explanatory, except I can read the letter of recommendation if you'd like. Okay. Last week we had an advisory board meeting on Thursday, mm-hmm. and Friday we had a stakeholders meeting, and they all came to this conclusion. Okay. Honorable County Commissioners, on December 3rd, 2012, you voted to place a 911 sales tax on the April 2013 ballot. You requested that I obtain a recommendation from the 911 Advisory Board and 911 stakeholders regarding this issue. The board and stakeholders would like to recommend the following items to you. Number one, consider placing the 911 sales tax issue on a ballot later than April 2013. The 911 board and stakeholders feel that much more time is necessary for public education regarding the decreasing 911 funds and what the sales tax will pay for. Number two, hire a consultant to complete an exhaustive study identifying projected operational capital, including location and facilities and personnel needs to operate a centralized emergency communications center. Number three, direct the consultant to determine the amount that should be placed on a ballot. Respectfully submitted, myself.
Do you have a copy of the email that I sent you that you read to the 911 board and to the stakeholders regarding this issue prior to those meetings? No.
I did not bring it with me.
The essence of it was, at least from my perspective personally, was that should the 911 board choose another date or an amount other than had been discussed or direction, and should the stakeholders agree with that and both come to some consensus, I would, at least from my personal perspective and one vote, vote to do and follow whatever their recommendation was. And their thinking is that the April date will be too soon for that particular issue. I mean, wrapping it up in a nutshell.
Okay.
There's been ancillary discussions along with that. Should we hire a consultant? Should we do a number of things? Should we find additional information, all of which would be preparatory for the public to have full knowledge of what this involves. And I respect that, and personally am going to move in the direction, at least with my one vote, that they have suggested. The decision for the April ballot that we made was made in concert with a number of different tax issues that may or may not be coming up in 2013. We have learned since that one of the dates that will be forthcoming this year, one of the elections, rather, will fall on one of the dates this year. And I think that's going to be an issue that will be the tourism tax, and that tourism tax won't be by vote of the commission. Once confronted with it, at least statutorily, that's an issue that we'll place upon the ballot because it's brought to us from an outside organization. The second will be, potentially, a proposal that will be forthcoming from the county. So if, in fact, we remove that issue from the April ballot, then we need to look at where, in fact, we will place the county issue and the tourism tax issue during the year. So we will have those discussions. But, gentlemen, with that in mind, I'm open to comments from you and or a motion to reconsider the previous motion that would place that issue on the April ballot.
Ron, I made the motion. I made the motion off the presentation that was, and maybe it was my misunderstanding, but as Mr. Woolery made the presentation to us, it was his understanding, and I think, Tammy, you were here also, that we move as, I think his exact words, as soon as possible on that. And so being the first election of the year, that's what I decided to go ahead and do. There's been extensive meetings through this, a lot of talk. So I will follow and withdraw my motion if that's...
I think what we need to do is have a motion to reconsider the date of April 2013 for the 911 tax.
I'll have to withdraw my motion first, right?
No, it's already reconsideration. It's already approved, so what we need to do is take it off by or through a motion of reconsideration.
Okay, a motion of reconsideration then for the April election.
And I'll second the motion.
Let me ask. The motion that is made is to reconsider the date of April 2013 for the 911 election date, which in essence would eradicate the previous motion. Discussion. I'm in favor of this motion, and the net result of it will be that the 911 tax issue will not at this time be placed upon the April ballot, and that we will in fact consider that for the future.
Okay.
Yeah. All in favor of this motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Next issue we have is the...
Before we go further,
yes, go right
there
ahead.
Was two of the recommendations on that letter, and I think that we need to consider how do we move forward with that, which is, I think your request was hiring a consultant. So I think what we've got to do is then get on an agenda for us to have a discussion about, and we can have that discussion now, but we need to take that next step, which is... You know, I think the stakeholders, the advisory board, are saying we need to get an outside help to help determine the sales tax amount, what it looks like, what the new structure looks like, how much it's going to cost. So, I guess to the commission here, how do we move forward? Is that something we do before the end of the year? Is that something you guys want to do in January?
I think it's a discussion that we have with the stakeholders who have suggested this, just to see where the funding is going to come from. If it's going to come from the group of stakeholders, is it going to come from the cities, the fire, the ambulance? Where, in fact, will the dollars come from for this proposal? Was there any discussion of that?
There was.
Okay.
There was discussion on Friday at the stakeholders meeting where the advisory board was in attendance also because they're part of the stakeholders. And all of them feel like it would probably be paid for by 911 funds.
Okay.
And they would like to... Not necessarily, you don't have to make a decision today, obviously, but they would like to have that direction as soon as they can because we want to talk to some people about who maybe they've used and who are well-versed in the 911 area and get some ideas of people.
If they have, in fact, deflected that to the 911 advisory board, I would prefer to have a recommendation from the 911 advisory board as to which direction we move. And if that,
Chris,
would you like to join us?
Chris.
You don't have to speak to this, but we are talking about 911.
Chris is actually our board chairman now, and so.
Chris, our recommendation to the 911 advisory board is to come back to us with thoughts on a consultant for the 911 tax issue and direction that you would like to see us follow. And with that recommendation in hand, probably you will see support from this county commission of the direction that you advise that we should take. Is that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the question is this something the county needs to bid out? And that's the only question, if we have to bid it out, because I don't know what the cost is. And do we start with a bid to find out the ballpark price? Because we don't know. I have no idea what this will cost. Because that may determine if it all comes from 911 funding, or we're going to have to ask for outside partners to help pay for the consulting. That was some of the questions I had. Chris, go ahead.
I think you're right on track. I mean, we talked for quite a while at the advisory board about this, and I'm not too big of a fan for a consultant. I'm really not. But in this particular case, it seems like we're spinning our wheels. We're trying to come up with answers, and we're just not coming up with all these answers. And for somebody from the outside to maybe look this over, particularly somebody that has done this before, it may be a pretty simple task for them, which we debate what square footage, how many people, this are the big, and that will make a big impact on the overall cost of it. And so, yes, I think we should do that. And so you want us to get together some recommendations, what we need done, that person or group or whatever we would end up hiring to do? Is that what you're saying?
Well, originally we voted to place this issue on the April ballot.
Yes.
And with that as the date, we then ask the stakeholders in the 911 board to let us know what that amount would be.
Right.
And how basically to move forward with the issue. And what we got back in response was April is probably too soon.
Yes.
And that we need more time to consider the very questions that you're bringing up today. So I would appreciate it if your board would bring to us information on what you feel you need. If we then need to enter into the bid process and go through the selection of someone for that, then this county commission is capable of doing that. And we would turn that over then to Mr. Erickson upstairs and move forward with you all's consent.
Okay. We would like to do that, yes.
Ron, as we attended the first few meetings that the 911 board had, and then we decided that it might be best that we, as commissioners, because you were going to present your ideas to us, I didn't participate in the last couple of meetings that you had. Christian County, who helped us tremendously through the legislative part of our meetings, and their administrator there was well versed and with all the knowledge that I thought anyone would have to have for this transformation, because they had already been through it. I'm going to agree with what you said. It may not be the total advisory board's opinion, but to hire a consultant for something that you had a viable resource for already through their administrator and his recommendations, and I thought everything that he brought up was right on target. So if they recommend that. First of all, I think about the cost of everything on these decisions. And as you two gentlemen attended the same meetings, I think that with his help, I forgot his name right
Rain, off. Rain Stuffy?
Yes.
You're talking about the stakeholders' meetings?
Yes.
Okay.
And with the person that stepped us through the process to get the legislative part of it passed, and then also to unify the Christian County project. I don't want to spend any a dime more than what we have to, because we're running short on those funds anyway as far as the consulting.
I think that the meetings that we had with the stakeholders were excellent meetings that have brought a real diverse group from across the county together and a number of entities on an issue that has to be addressed. Mm-hmm. And I was very pleased with the reaction and the cooperation of everybody that was involved in that. I think it was exemplary, and the way we moved forward was outstanding. I know that the piece of legislation that was passed has a specific sales tax that's tied to it. If, in fact, that sales tax is passed, then that legislation is activated.
Correct.
And that board then is mandated by Missouri law, and that board would be, from that day forward, picked as is statutorily provided, and that would be an entity unto itself.
Correct.
So it would no longer be overseen by Taney County, the City of Branson, the Ambulance District, or any of the districts that have been involved. It would be an entity unto itself. And I think that, as we all agree, that is absolutely the best way to go.
We spoke with Rance and Udell from Christian County yesterday, and they said that if, in fact, you don't hire a consultant, or if you do, it needs to be somebody who can devote 100% of their time. And as much as everybody tries to get together with stakeholders meetings and the advisory board meetings, they all have jobs to do. And so it needs to be somebody that can do 100%. Rance was given, in Christian County, 100% of his time, said, go forth and build, you know. And that's what he did, and he built the system. So they had him in place to begin with, and that was his job, to develop it and to start the whole process of consolidation in their county. So that's what they're recommending, and they're encouraging us to have somebody to devote, whether it be a consultant or whether it be an employee.
If I'm right, when they first entered into this challenge and this opportunity, everybody agreed with the exception of one entity, one city, correct, which was NHCSA?
Correct.
And now I understand NHCSA has joined as well? And if I can repeat what his first name, Rance, or is that his last name?
Rance.
What Rance had told us was, we are way ahead of the ball from where they were at the same time, because we have all the entities that are collaborating together on this issue.
Yes.
He thought that was impressive.
Yes, he did. So what is the direction that you would like us to go?
We're asking Chris to deliver unto us something in writing as and giving us a suggestion as where to head, and then we'll take the appropriate steps, ASCP, to move on that, if that's agreed with the commissioners. That's
okay.
Just outline it for us, put it in writing, and we're good to go, I guess, is the best way to state it.
All right. Okay. We can do that.
We so much appreciate your time. I know that a lot has gone into this, and we appreciate it.
And not
it's important.
The urgency because of the dollar amount of what exists, and every day there's landlines that are disappearing, and that's the reason that we, in the first place, chose that April ballot, because that was what was given to us as an urgency. So that pretty well sums that up, and you know how I feel about the consultant part of it, but that maybe if that's the recommendation from that board, that's I'm going to go with them.
Appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
All right,
thank you. Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
Might I ask a question there? I maybe have missed just one part of her conversation. Did she say that they recommended taking those funds for the election of the 911 board? Was that what she said?
The consultant, the recommendation was that the 911 fund pay for the consultant.
Pay for the consultant.
Right.
Okay.
That's what she had said.
Well, in this letter she just handed me, gentlemen, it basically says what we were just talking about and asking for, with a couple of exceptions. But
I think it's right for us to get more specific what they're looking for, because when we forward this on to Mr. Erickson, the purchasing department, to do a bid, we'll need to have specifics. So I think it's all right for us to go back and ask the advisory board for specifics. I mean, there may be some specifics that's unique to our community that we need to make sure we have answers for when the consultant's hired.
But Jim, one of the things that was mentioned there is the fact that there was legislation, and the amount of the tax that we're tied to with the Christian County legislation is a certain amount. Not with that legislation.
No amount. That's just, if there's a sales tax passed, that this board, that legislation goes into effect, basically. But there's no amount that I'm aware of, Ron.
No, we'll have to place the amount that's decided upon on the ballot.
And it could be at any
amount. The legislation was specific in that if that tax is passed that was created, then that statute is triggered, and then the board is appointed and then subject to elections in the future. And that's all set up statutorily.
Right.
And it has a real framework for what. So what it provides is that someone from the sheriff's department would sit on the board, somebody from the cities would sit on the board, somebody from an ambulance district would sit on the board, somebody from the fire district would sit on the board. It is mandated by law. Currently, it's up to the county commission, whomever they want to place on the board. Well, basically, that's what the commissions have done here in the past anyway, but the statute ties that down, so it's mandated.
Okay, and that was my only question, because we sat in a room in those meetings with 30, I think Jan was at every one of those meetings also. There's 30-some people there, and everybody with different ideas, and to get that proposal passed and attached to Christian County involved a lot of things, and I was just mistaken, because that question was brought up during that meeting about the tax, whether it would be tied to or the same amount, or if we had to tie it, because we're in the same legislation. But if you understood it different, I'll have to review my notes and see. So that question was brought up also on the amount during those meetings.
Discussion regarding library district. Basically, this county commission established the April 2013 election as the time to place a tax initiative before the voters of Taney County regarding the recently established library district within the last couple of years, I think, specifically. And we, at the time, did not set an amount of levy to go before the voters of the county. And specifically, either we need to do that today, or we need to discuss it today, or we need to set a time to do it. And the chair is open for all discussions and or any discussions regarding this issue. Comments, gentlemen?
Well, I think that, I mean, I'll start off with the conversation is that I believe the request before us was 20 cents. And then I've had multiple conversations with multiple board members about is that amount right? Is it too much?
so on and so forth. And then I believe the library board also had a meeting earlier this week to reaffirm, and if I'm mistaken, I know, Ms. Sarah, you could speak to it, but I received an email, I think, did we all receive an email restating that their desire is to have 20 cents? Is that right?
Yes, Roxanne sent an email and stated that there was a unanimous vote to establish 20 cents as the request that this commission place on the ballot.
Well, and I'll continue to speak just for a few minutes here to say that I don't know what it costs to run a library, let alone two locations. It's a lot of money. I mean, I'll throw that out there. It's, from the calculations, it's about $1.9 million, which is a lot of money. The only other tax that was passed since I've been in office has been the 5 cents for the senior board, if that's correct, Danny. It's 5 cents, wasn't it? So that's my only reference point that I have. I've had many, many conversations with Mr. Babcock, I've done a lot of scenarios with him. And I said, what about 10 cents? Could 10 cents work? Could 12 cents, 15, 16, what number? And it sounded like, when I was hearing it, I'm summarizing, I'm not putting words, I'm not speaking for Mr. Babcock. My summary was, 15 is the bare minimum to be effective in a geographic county like we have, to be able to provide services and make a difference to the community, both from in an economic way and from an educational way. So it appears that there is a threshold where passing a levy amount would be no difference than what we've got now. And it seems like anything less than 15, I believe, would be near the same level of services that we are getting provided now, which, by the way, they've done a great job for two private libraries over the years. They've done a great job to provide that service. So it's my impression that anything less than 15 would not suffice for what their goals are, the library district's goals, the board that we formed.
Well, you know that I've had an opinion on this from the very beginning, and I respect all the library board. I have assumed, because of the amount of money and because of other projects other taxes that have been levied upon the county, that the 15 to 20 or whatever was too much. I know on the building of facilities that once we pass, no matter what the amount we pass, that the bonding process for construction is a process that can go through once the tax passes. If you decide to build whatever amount of or whatever size structure that you decide to build, bonding capacity on those dollars are a resource to build upon. I reviewed some of the budgetary items that were there, and I seen that I thought some of the administrative costs were a little extreme. The only way that I know to approach this, and I hope that I get the respect of the board, is just to speak honestly with you the way I feel about it, and not to try to sugarcoat anything or say something that I truly don't believe. I think that the library is much needed. And I think that the fact that we have volunteers that have sacrificed their time and effort is something that would be, that they could receive some compensation, and that the improvements of a of the library system in Taney County would be appropriate. I just think that the dollar amount is too high, and I know that they have, I have visited also with some board members, and you know, their disagreement with me on that issue is, I mean, everybody has opinions on those things, and I was hoping that we could reach some consensus as to what the county commission would come to an agreement on. Mm-hmm. I would like to take the recommendation. I think it would be a hindrance to the passage of the vote taken in April.
I'd like to have a resolution, obviously, before I left office, because, you know, the library board's done a great job getting to this point of being, I mean, they've given us a lot of scenarios. You've emailed a lot of scenarios. I mean, I pulled up this last email from you, Sarah, that you gave a 20 cent, an 18 cents, and a 15 cent scenarios of you know, what you offer and what goes away at that point. I mean, a building program is basically using the existing facilities of the Taney Hills Library and the Forsyth location, providing, and then there's some money adequate. It looks like there's some money for repairs at the Forsyth location, because I know that that building has some challenges of itself. And I'm looking through what you lose with when you start lower, and it's really those remote sites. It's the book kiosks that we talked about for some of these smaller communities. So I guess what we're at is there a number that we can come up with? I don't want to sound like an auctioneer here to get a second, but
the chair would entertain a motion.
I'm going to move that we set the levy amount at 15 cents per $100 for the April 2013 ballot. Yeah.
Is there a second? I will second the motion. Motion has been made and seconded to establish the levy of 15 cents per $100 assessed valuation against ad valorem taxes. On behalf of the library district. Discussion.
Am I close to you, Danny?
The only discussion that I would have is the amount of levies for the other, some of the other boards, and this is 1.5 times that of the health department, I believe, also. Now, I don't know. I would come to agreement with this if there was a sunset on it and had to be re-voted, because once the establishment of the facilities, the computer operation, however they set up their, if there was a sunset agreement, and which I don't know whether that is provided through statute or not, I would go ahead and support that to be put on the ballot if so. But we have a motion and a second for discussion.
I just...
I haven't looked into the sunset part of it. I know a lot of the, I don't think other counties have a sunset. It's just it's perpetual, but I'm not sure. I mean, that's an assumption on my part. I'm looking at the board members. If anybody...
Well, I have read the statutes, and I've reread the statutes, and I haven't found anywhere within the statutes that pertain to the library districts and libraries generally that this allowed property tax would have a sunset provision. I've not found it. Not that it doesn't exist, I just have not found it. I don't think it does.
Well, Ron, whenever I think about the sales tax that the county operates off of, which is its property tax, I understand that, but when we're talking about almost $2 million a year and we have our sales tax for GCR is, this year is going to total up to about $6.5 million to run the entire GCR program in the county. That is the part that bothers me, and I have to express myself from the position I sit in. And after 5 years, and we have, I look for this group as aggressive as they are with library and as much work as they put in to aggressively go after getting this all started, then you know, if there was a provision for the voter to be able to come back, I'm just looking at as a property owner also that $2 million in the long run is a lot of money after you have everything established.
Well, the motion, it's going to be $1.4 million is what the motion is. And I understand, because I looked at also within their budget, what are they providing to the smaller communities, the Rockaway Beaches, the Mark Twains, and it looks like with this 15-cent proposal, they will have an opportunity maybe every year to add another location, the Bradleyville, the Kirbyville. I mean, these locations, what they're proposing in here, if I'm reading this right, is they're going to add a PC, a kiosk-type system in Rockaway Beach is what their proposal is at the 15 cents. That means they have expansion for six more cities throughout the community. Every year they'll add another one as they take one gets completed. Plus they've got the bookmobile that you guys are proposed in this. So I see where they're spending the money. You know, I don't know enough about libraries to say that's a good deal or not. I mean, when you start looking at subscriptions, they're very, very expensive, and I know that. And as a resource, that's what their job. So it's a lot of money. And I agree. I mean, I know the health department, you mentioned the health department, gets some money from the state, so over and above their levy, but I don't know what their budget is.
Well, and I have no doubt that this library district wishes to pursue additional funds besides a property tax, if it were to be approved by the voters, would have every right to do that, whether it be through the grants process or any other process that they have that's granted to them via the statutes. My position is, and I believe has been since we first formed this district, the law is clear, and it says, in the event a district is so established, the county commission shall propose an annual rate of taxation within the limitations prescribed by, and then it refers you back to sections 182.010, which was the petition process. The motion currently in front of us is to place a 15-cent tax before the voters at the April 2013 election on behalf of the library district. And the voters at that time will decide whether or not, if in fact that's the issue before them, they wish to support that proposal. So it will be completely within the voters' hands at that time. And that, at least, is my impression of what the General Assembly's intent was when they set this law up, was to allow the people to make the decision. And that, by our vote today, whether it is the 15 cents or it is another amount, will be following the guidelines that have been set for us to follow with Missouri law.
And Ron, let me make something perfectly clear. I'm support of the library situation as far as what the proposal is. The amount is the only part that I would just, and as you stated, that is left up to the people. And
my comments were not aimed at either side.
Right.
If there are, in fact, sides to this issue, it was just to let you all know where
I think
I'm at on this.
I think this is healthy discussion because it brings into view the I've always been, you know, one to let the citizens decide. I've made my statement as far as what I think that the passage of a vote on this issue stems mainly upon the cost, and that's the reason I made the statements that I made.
Right. I believe that the county commission has the ability, and I was looking for that here, but if, in fact, there is an issue that is passed by the voters of the county, that any issue that the county is placed on the ballot, and there is abuse of that taxation, we would certainly have the right to take that back to a vote of the people. I'm trying to answer your question regarding a sunset clause,
and I don't see that happening. Yeah. I'm not questioning that at all.
Gentlemen, is there further discussion on the motion before us to take the vote to the people, a 15-cent tax levy on behalf of the Taney County Library District at the April 2013 election? Any additional comments? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. Motion carries.
Ahead of you guys.
Now comes the education portion of this issue. As the members of the board and supporters are sitting in front of us, I charge you with that responsibility, yeah, as if I had any ability to do that. But could we, in fact, before the next issue comes up, stand in recess until 10 a.m.? Will that work for you all?
Yeah.
We'll stand in recess until 10 o'clock.